from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike out. We all return on Tuesday after Labor Day as we go full force into Red October, fingers crossed, and the Eagle season.
You ready?
I'm ready.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, are you kidding me? I got here. We barely had any sports the whole time. Just had the Phillies.
I know.
You know? I'm not going to know what to do with all these sports happening at once.
Well, I know, but like, we are going to lose some great moments of the show.
Yeah.
We're going to lose Mount Rushmore. Top five's not going anywhere.
Can we bring back Mount Rushmore for the bye week?
Might have to.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore bye week activities.
Ah, there you go. Did you see the Eagles announced who their captains are this year?
Jordan Mailata, first time captain.
Yep. Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, Jake Elliott, A.J. Brown, Brandon Graham, Jalen Hurts, and in the official image, it just says Slay. Does not say Darius Slay.
Of course.
It just says Slay.
Very nice. But so yeah, congrats to Mailata. Like, listen, I guess they want every position group representative. That's why Jake Elliott's on there.
Yep.
And he's a leader. But Mailata being on there, I think he's really tried to take the mantle from Kelce. Like, he's talked a lot about in press conferences, we're over last year, we're moving on, it's a new team. And I think one of my biggest concerns about the Eagles this season was who's replacing Kelce from a leadership perspective. Fletcher Cox, same thing. And I think Mailata is kind of taking it up on his own accord.
I also think it's important that, you know, Jason was here for a long time and so was Fletcher. And I think even though I believe that they can be great leaders, especially Jason as a leader, I think there's this weird thing that happens when the players that are the leaders are not in the same generation as the best players on the team. And I think it's good to have younger players who are closer to the core of the team in terms of age than a player who had been through a lot of different things, I guess. And I think it's possible that that leadership is just not quite as effective with players that you have not been around for a long time as it was with the previous players.
Yeah, the only, like, Matthew Stafford talked about that last year. He's like, I'm having trouble connecting these guys because I'm 34 or whatever. They might be older by now.
Yeah.
35. But yeah, it's definitely something that matters. Quarterback, a little different because those guys now play till they're 40.
Right. Yes. Kelly in Dover, you're on WIP. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
What up?
Great. I didn't want to start like that, but thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
A question about Spike's gasoline thing. He likes to smell the gasoline, right?
I do.
What else? You had a spectrum. You said from gasoline to something else. It was like gasoline to pumpkin spice.
Oh, well, basically what I was talking about was things that I think smell good that I don't like the taste of, which came from pumpkin spice.
And you don't like the taste of gasoline?
I don't necessarily dislike the taste of pumpkin spice, but I don't seek it out. And I think that the smell of coffee in general, but pumpkin spice coffee smells a lot better than it tastes. I said gasoline, and I also said pipes. Like people that smoke a tobacco pipe, I love the smell of that.
I do like that smell too. I don't smoke tobacco, but I do like
I don't. I don't smoke either, but it is. There's something about that smell that I like.
Yeah, it's like that little nature, like umami type smell.
Yes.
But anyway,
yes.
It's not raining in Dover. It's not gonna rain in Philly. So there is gonna be a game tonight.
Good.
And my point on the Phillies, man, not the Phillies, excuse me, the Eagles, is that I remember when Jalen was getting blasted after they lost that Super Bowl, not last year, 2023, when they tanked, that ESPN and everybody said that their season was a fraud. The 2022 season was a fraud. They just got lucky. It was like, it shouldn't have never happened. These guys should not be there. And 2023 was like, kind of like made everybody think, oh, that's true, as far as the national audience.
Sure.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think they had a big, like, misunderstanding when it came to, like, the coordinators, the defense, the practice that they had. When you remember, we had that guy, the Patriots guy. And I come from New England with the guy that was his name, Patricia.
Matt Patricia. Yeah,
when he came through and he tried to direct these guys. And they had no idea. They was like, how do you train for a blitz when you have, like, five hands in a pot? You know what I'm saying? Too many Indians. Was it 20 Chiefs, not enough Indians? That's the thing that I used to hear when I was younger.
And that's not so much anymore, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but what I'm saying is this, is that I do believe that Jalen, he's heard the national media more than he's heard the local media. I think.
Well, he also says he doesn't pay attention to that stuff. Like, he calls it rat poison.
Like you guys said, like,
yeah, manager, that's a lie. Yeah.
Manager, nobody, it is impossible that you cannot listen to media.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, I think there are probably a few people that do, but those are the strongest people in the world. I always don't listen to what people are saying about them.
Oh,
when people say that you shouldn't listen, I always say, somebody whose name is maybe not in the public eye, I always say, if I walked up to you and I said, hey, those guys on the corner were talking about you, what is exactly what you would say? You would say, what'd they say?
And yeah,
that,
exactly.
Yeah, and that's just sort of a natural thing to want to know what people are
now,
saying.
Now, I will say, yeah. I've gotten very good at, and this is not personal, I don't listen to the show when I'm not here because I don't want to hear you guys rip me and me not being able to defend myself.
Nobody
so,
you.
Yeah, yeah, right. First day listening?
That's what they say about you.
Hey, Kelly, what's the best thing about fall?
I live in the Delaware, Dover right now, and I drive to New England all the time because I got family there. But when it comes to this time, like holidays, when those leaves change colors on the highway.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Kelly.
Yellow, you got red, you got orange. It's amazing. I wake up the kids and they're sleeping in the back. Hey, wake up. Look at these foliage. It's amazing.
That's a good one,
you're
Kelly.
A leavesman.
Yeah, that's a good
it's
choice.
A big answer. I mean, Jill and I went to Bar Harbor just to look at leaves.
Oh, I mean, Bar Harbor's beautiful. You drove 8 hours to look at the leaves?
Well, it was a Jill decision.
Okay.
But I was very happy to go along.
We have very different wives in that way.
Yeah. What?
I had to talk my wife into the Bar Harbor drive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Jill's like, we're going. The leaves are changing.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm like, they're just leaves. But up there, they're not just leaves.
Hey, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary.
Benari.
Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Is this the real reason Kelsey retired? Conspiracy Chuck in Warminster.
Where's tinfoil hat Chuck?
Meaning the Jalen thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if what I was about to say was a private or a public conversation, so I'm not going to bring it up.
What's next?
Remember this for the rest of my life. Elliot, after being served peanuts on the flight to Brazil...
He really is so overdramatic about like little things that most people experience in life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, like, again, it goes back to the Jalen interception streak. But, like,
right.
It's not hard to impress Elliott, I guess is more my point.
By the way, well, we'll get to this in leading off. There's some Bryce Harper news in leading off. So, actually, something we talked about earlier. So, anyway, what's next?
For the record, I can deal with the wildfires, the Zika virus, and the gangs, but I am not going to Brazil because I simply could not risk Elliot walking onto the plane that I would be spending 9 hours on. Alex in Lancaster.
Could you imagine you go on vacation and you get on the plane and the first face you see, Elliot Shore Parks?
I think I would look forward to it. I think Elliot's a good flyer. Doesn't create any. He's not snoring. He's not creating a scene.
Yeah,
sits on his
computer. Bet he is. Yeah, I bet he's an adult about that stuff. Yeah,
he flies all the time.
What's next?
And another thing, I don't want to name any names, but the guy that does beat the hammer is truly terrible. Jennifer in Tennessee on hold, still talking WIP.
Yep. Yep. She sent me privately who she was talking about.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And it's Joe?
No, talking about like who she doesn't like doing Final Out.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to reveal it?
No, I'll keep our conversations private. Okay. It was not Tom Kelly.
Okay.
It was my guess.
What's next?
Aunt Debbie. Now that's a sign with a perfectly sized font. Spike. That's the Hollywood sign. Mark in Mudco.
Yeah. Well, she could see big things like cars, so that was
good. That made you feel better?
Yeah, real much
It's
better.
Like when Costanza's spotting the
raccoons. Yeah, spotting raccoons. That's a mailbox. Yeah. What's next?
It's been discussed, but I totally agree with Jack. Boehm crying the other night was ridiculous. John Ritchie.
From one crier to another. Before we get into leading off, do we have a who's the winner for Foxhole Guy? We had a lot of great answers. What's the best thing about fall?
So, all right. Football's too big of an answer. Julius, we fought, so he's not winning. Derek and Paoli, kids going back to school, yeah. Which I don't feel that yet.
Yeah.
Jennifer in Tennessee with apple season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corey in Columbus, pumpkin. Pumpkin.
Yeah.
But he's already like good won one. A million times. I think.
Yeah.
Yoshi hoodies. And Jerry in Douglasville yoga pants. Scott in. Oh, Windows Down. Scott in Newtown. Windows Down.
Or do we do Scott in Newtown or do we do the one we just got, the Leaves?
Oh, I think the Leaves guy's in.
Yeah.
Kelly and Dover.
Kelly and Dover. Foxhole Guy officially. Let's get into leading off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.